We have another very wonderful expression that is used here, and that's in verse 27. Also, I will make him my firstborn higher than the kings of the earth. Now, what was the covenant of David? He's sending one in his line that's coming. That covenant centers now in the Lord Jesus Christ, and he's called here, also I will make him my firstborn higher than the kings of the earth. Will you look at this? This is wonderful. When God sent the Lord Jesus into this world, he came in as the only begotten Son. And by his incarnation, yonder at Bethlehem, he became the Son of God. Now, he was revealed in his life of humiliation, God manifested in the flesh. And after he died a sacrificial death, and that's the reason he came from heaven, he became in resurrection the firstborn, the first begotten from the dead. And it's the resurrected Christ. Listen, also I'll make him my firstborn here. The resurrected Christ, the one who came back from the dead after he died on the cross, and it just simply means that the scepter of this universe is in nail-pierced hands. But we are told here that he's higher than the kings of the earth. You know what that means? That means he's Lord of lords and King of kings, friends. We're talking now about the Lord Jesus, and therefore again he says, my mercy will I keep for him forevermore, and my covenant shall stand fast with him. Now, suppose that his children forsake God. What'll he do? Verse 30, if his children forsake my law, walk not in mine ordinances, if they break my statutes and keep not my commandments, then will I visit their transgression with the rod and their iniquity with stripes. Then I guess God's through with them. No. Verse 33, nevertheless, my loving kindness will I not utterly take from him. Listen to this. Now allow my faithfulness to fail. Oh, my friend, I may be faithless, but my God is faithful. How wonderful this is. Now he takes an oath about the covenant that he made with David. Listen to him. Verse 35. He says, well, let me read 34. My covenant will I not break, nor will I alter the thing that's gone out of my lips. Once have I sworn by my holiness that I will not lie unto David. His seed shall endure forever, and his throne as the sun before me. And there's one sitting right at this moment at God's right hand, who's coming to sit on that throne. He's the Son of David. Listen to him. Verse 37, it shall be established forever like the moon, and as a faithful witness in heaven, Selah. And that moon looks like it's going to be up there for a pretty good while. David will have a son sit on his throne of this universe. And God will make good his covenant with David. Now, verse 49, Lord, where are thy former loving kindness, which thou didst swear unto David in thy truth? And so these people who'd gotten away from God at this time, it looked like that God had forgotten his covenant, but he hadn't forgotten his covenant. God's faithful. And God has a man to sit on David's throne.